Tell Me by Anne Fraser. Performed by Aaron Bennett. 3 weeks into their hike on the Pacific Crest Trail, Jordan and his girlfriend, Deidre, had reached the point where they'd started to wonder what the hell they were doing. When putting one foot in front of the other in yet another day of stupefied hypnosis wasn't fun anymore. Hiking was supposed to be enjoyable, at least part of the time. A lot of the time, with some expected physical discomfort now and then. But whereas Jordan sometimes enjoyed the scenery, he often fixated on needing to step off trail to go to the bathroom, or he worried about upcoming bad weather, or how good it was going to feel to stop, just stop, and eat shitty food cooked over a tiny stove. Why? What was the objective? To say he'd done it? To find something that was lacking in his life? Maybe in retrospect he'd see the value in having done it, but right now he was too miserable to figure it out. Too busy living moment to moment, day to day. At this particular moment, they were looking forward to reaching the town of Big Bear Lake, California, before the post office closed. They were expecting packages, stuff they'd ordered, like new shoes, because the tread was gone and their toes were poking out. It was the miles, man. If you walked the whole trail, you could expect to go through several pairs of hiking shoes. But Jordan was mostly looking forward to a birthday package from his mom. He was hoping for money and her soft oatmeal cookies. Deidre had almost given up a few times already. The joke among hikers, and it was really no joke, was that the trail could solidify or break a relationship. Theirs had hit some rocky moments over the past weeks, usually brought on by miserable weather. But they were both learning to control their tantrums and suffer in silence, or together, rather than knock each other down. Still, last night had been rough. Rain, wet gear, and now walking with muddy and torn shoes. Neither of them speaking. No energy for conversation. Both of them fixated on getting to town, the post office, having a real shower in a motel, sleeping in a real bed. They just had to get through the day. At one point, they paused under the protection of some giant pine trees. They sloughed off packs and drank water they'd purified at the last water source. While Deidre rested in silence, Jordan took a trail that led to privacy. As he peed, he spotted a bit of orange in the distance. Maybe a tent. If this had been his first week on the trail, he would have been excited to see signs of human life. And, being an extrovert, he would have walked up to the campsite and introduced himself. Today, he was beyond caring.